Well, good morning. This is a segment that we've added to the online service, and it's called the Youth Message. But as everybody knows, we're all young at heart, right? So that we can bring this message online and have a similar message than what we talk about at the 11 o'clock hour in church. But it's a different way of saying the same thing, I guess, for young people, old people, and everybody that's alive and well in this world, because we're talking about the hope of Resurrection Sunday, or commonly called Easter, because the hope that we have in Jesus was proven in that period of time and during that day and that week from the death and the burial and the resurrection of Christ. We come and celebrate eternal life, and we also celebrate that Jesus is going to come back. We're waiting for that day. In Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, this is really the last chapter of chapter 16. There's a short ending, and then there's a longer ending. And we're going to look at the short ending in Mark chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. And hear God's Word, New Living Translation. Excuse me. The next evening, when the Sabbath ended, Mary Magdalene and Salome and Mary, the mother of James, went out and purchased burial spices to put on Jesus' body. Very early on Sunday morning, just at sunrise, they came to the tomb. And on their way, they were discussing who would roll away the stone from the entrance of the tomb. But when they arrived to the entrance of the tomb, they saw and looked up that the stone, a very large one, had already been rolled aside. So they entered the tomb, and there, on the right, sat a young man clothed in a white robe. The woman was surprised, but the angel said, "Do not be so surprised. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is in here. He has been raised from the dead. Look, this is where he laid his body. Now go and give this message to his disciples, including Peter. Jesus is going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there, just as he told you before he died." The women fled from the tomb, trembling, bewildered, saying nothing to anyone because they were too frightened to talk. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. All wrapped up. That's how they found Jesus. They knew that he was wrapped with a cloth before they put him into the tomb, but the cloth was left behind and Jesus was gone. So how did he get out of that wrapped up cloth? It's one of the precious miracles. There's a thing called the Shroud of Turin, which some people believe that it was the cloth that laid behind when Jesus was raised from the dead, because it's got the image of a man, and it looked like it was the image of Jesus. Now, do I know for sure that's what it was? No, but that's still been something that they've never been able to figure out about the life of Christ and the opportunity that was given to all the peoples of the day. So we always say, "Wake up, church! Christ is risen from the dead! Wake up to the power of the risen Lord in your own life. Open up to the power of the Scriptures to speak to your life and my life." Jesus called Mary's name to finally stir her soul to consciousness. So Christ sends us a personal wake-up call this Easter morning, that we need to take a look at our own life. And we may be falling asleep and we don't have any hope, but we got to wake up. Get up and let's get back into the world and share the good news of Jesus Christ. That's a day that was quite a day for the people of the day. It did not begin for most people like days usually do. If you know there's going to be a big day tomorrow, you can't hardly sleep. You know that something exciting is going to happen tomorrow. You're excited. You think of all the good things that are going to happen to you, but how are you going to love every minute of it? And you can't hardly wait. But, always like that word, but, that isn't the way it was for the people who loved Jesus the day before that very first Easter Sunday. I call it Resurrection Sunday, but it's commonly known as Easter. They cried the most that they've ever cried in the days before. Jesus was dead, and he was buried in a cave called a tomb. There was a big rock or a stone that covered the door into the tomb, and the stone was so big and so heavy that one person couldn't move it. Do you know how heavy a big old stone would be like that? The stone was big, and they made those stones and they carved them that they were round, that they could roll them in front of the tomb. And then they would seal that tomb with an insignia ring and like wax or something like that, to prove that the tomb was sealed and nobody could get into it. So they put Roman soldiers there to guard it. And they fell asleep. And when they woke up, the stone was rolled back. Now, can you imagine lifting that stone? It's a pretty big stone, and it took a lot of manpower to roll it into place, let alone roll it back, because it was guarded. Now, some women who had been followers of Christ wanted to do the right thing for a person who died. Jesus had died late on Friday. I'm recording this on Friday, which is Good Friday. Why do we call Good Friday Good Friday? It's because something good was about to happen. Now, you do kind things for the dead after sundown on Friday. You know, we have wakes in our day and time, very similar. And you were not allowed to do anything on Saturday according to the Jewish laws. That's the way it was then, and most parts of the world today, it's still the same. They just had time to put Jesus in the tomb, close it up, and that was all. The women decided that they wanted to do something better for Jesus, so they began to walk around the place where Jesus was buried, probably praying and thinking and singing. They talked about the big stone in front of the door and how they hoped that some of the men or soldiers would be there to help them move it out of the way when it became time to take the body out. That big stone was on their mind. They kept thinking about how are we going to get it done. But when they got to the tomb, they were shocked and surprised. The stone had been moved, and it had not been moved by men or soldiers. There was an angel there who spoke with them and told them that Jesus was no longer in the tomb. He was alive, no longer dead. The angel told them to go and tell the disciples. Woo, what a wonderful day. Now they were as happy as they once were sad because they know that Jesus is alive. You think about that, about the tomb, and about how Jesus was raised from the dead. It's a blessing, and that's why that we have hope, because when Jesus was raised from the dead, it broke that bondage that the devil had held over us all the time. That you were surely going to die. That's just the way it is. That's the way God planned it for you. You're going to live and then you're going to die. So you might as well have fun all your life. But that bondage was broken through the resurrection of Christ. And we're grateful for that today because, yeah, we have challenges in this life and we do things we shouldn't do. But being raised from the dead and sitting at the right hand of the Father, saying, Daddy, I know, remember, I was there with them. I was born into the world through a woman, and I experienced everything that they experienced, and I know their hurt and their pain, and I came to give them eternal life, the promise. And let's pray for them today, Father. And he's been doing that ever since, so what a wonderful thing. It's a joy to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Well, I hope and pray that you're doing well. I know Tina 2, and Travis and Carol Morgan has been doing some things with the youth during this shutdown. Someday soon, the fellowship hall will be back after the remodeling, and Travis is putting up his band stage and everything after the carpet is put in. So we have a lot to look forward to. But in the meantime, youth, young people, old people, little people, big people, all the peoples of the world, just know that God loves you. And so do we. Have a wonderful Resurrection Sunday. Amen.